You're listening to Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association with host John Hansen. Today's show is sponsored by Leonard Trial Lawyers and STG Divorce Law. Now, here's John Hansen, and let's get legal.
At 110 on WGN, a very happy Saturday. By the way, we can't see anything really outside our 18th floor window here at WGN. We're fogged in on this day before Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve Eve. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have fun in this first hour of Let's Get Legal. I've got Mike Leonard, very frequent guest of our program, and Patrick Dolan, another big guest of our program. Gentlemen, thanks for agreeing to do this.
Great to be here, John, I think.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Mike.
I'm not sure.
And John.
Yeah. So what we're going to do...
Trying to stare him down right now.
Yeah. For the last couple of years, I've done this little trial of the Grinch on this show, the one before Christmas. And the first year, I just did it myself. Wax poetic. Wow. Last year...
Did anyone listen when you did it?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I heard the viewership was low, John. It was low.
Mm-hmm. Year two, it got even lower because it was just you, Mike Leonard.
True, true. Okay. Yeah.
That's how did that go, Patrick, with nobody on the other side?
Lower. Well, I still lost.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that puts the bar really low for me. That's a lot of pressure.
So this year I thought, you know, we don't just need a defense attorney for the Grinch. We need an actual... Well, you're not a prosecutor,
really.
Patrick.
No, but I can play one on TV.
You can play one on TV.
Sure,
you're
sure.
A lawyer. You're
most of the time.
He's even dressed like a prosecutor. Look at him. He's got like a nice shirt on.
I know.
Beautiful glasses. You know, hair is coiffed.
I need to present to the members of Whoville.
Exactly.
The jurors.
And the members of Whoville today are you all, our fine listeners.
That's a segue.
At the end, if any of you are still around, you can call us and let us know whether you think the Grinch is guilty or not.
2 hours later.
I just want to, no, we are done at 2 o'clock.
Julie, I hear Gumina the click of radio dials turning off right now.
No,
is that
no.
The radio click? Or
no,
the
no. Those are clicks on. And we're very excited to have people on and doing this. So here's what we're going to do. 312-981-7200. Also, if you have any questions that you'd like me to follow up with, I feel like if jurors have some questions, we can take some during the text line. But before we get started with the trial of the Grinch, which will happen after the break, I understand we have to go through some pre-trial motions. Really quickly, Mike, can you just explain what a pre-trial motion is? This happens in normal trials, right?
Yeah, typically it's a motion to exclude evidence that's going to be introduced, typically unfairly by a prosecutor such as Patrick, to admit evidence that you know will be controversial or that the other side will object to. However, John, today we have a somewhat unusual motion. With you being named as a judge, I'm moving to substitute judge.
Nope.
You're allowed. It's
Why?
Called an SOJ as of right. I don't have to give any reason at all. However,
I want a reason.
If you're saying I have to show cause, clearly you've made posts and statements anti-Grinch in the past. You cannot be fair and unbiased today. Let's face it.
Overruled.
Yeah, thank
that
you.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was easy, too. Got any
wow,
more?
Sounds
your
like my experiences with judges in federal court.
just the same.
Anyway.
You're just as successful.
Cut that out, please. No. But the second part is I do. These are legitimate motions. Motion to exclude evidence. Number one, Patrick intends to introduce evidence that on a prior occasion, 2 years prior to the incident in question, the Grinch stole turkey from Sioux and was convicted. He wants to introduce that. It's irrelevant. It's highly prejudicial. And any probative value, John, is substantially outweighed by the danger of undue prejudice to my client, the Grinch.
Can I just respond to that,
yes, Your
please,
Honor?
Yes, please, go ahead.
You know, it's fine. I don't need it. Well, I'm just going to present the evidence of how he stole Christmas from Whoville, and I don't need that.
Okay. That makes it easy for me.
There was a second motion. He's also, I heard, attempting to introduce evidence of dog abuse 3 years ago where my client was convicted and given a one-year term for abuse of the dog. You know, the sleigh dog?
Yep.
Max is his name.
Yes, thank you.
Jurors.
Overruled.
Defense lawyer doesn't even know the name of the dog.
Overruled. I'm allowing that as part of the evidence, too, because it's part of the crimes here today, potentially, as well.
Exactly. This does feel like real court.
Exactly. Patrick Dolan, anything that you need to do?
No, I'm ready to go. I mean, this is just tricky, tricky defense lawyer stuff.
All right. So. Well, tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll come back with this great radio experiment, the trial of the Grinch, after this on WGN. On WGN, it's John Hansen and Let's Get Legal, and this is the trial of the Grinch. Before we get started, lawyers, I just want to remind folks up there, it is foggy out there. We're getting a lot of reports of foggy conditions on the road, so be safe. pull over at the next stop and just sit and listen for the next hour as we do the trial of the Grinch. We have Mike Leonard, who will be the defense attorney for the Grinch. We have Patrick Dolan, who is the prosecuting attorney for the people of Whoville.
That's correct.
And who normally goes first in opening arguments, guys? I don't know.
I do.
I'm a naive judge. Okay, no, the prosecutor, you got a minute. What's your opening arguments against the Grinch?
I'll take two. Ladies and gentlemen, jury of Whoville, we are here today to declare our strength as a community, despite our diminutive and strange-looking nature, which has been unflatteringly exaggerated in various documentary films. I am one of you. The defendant, on the other hand, this green-faced villain known to us townies as the Grinch, is not one of us. He lives outside our fair village at the top of a hill in some creepy mountain cave. He doesn't... Are you laughing, Your Honor?
Sorry. Okay. No, I'm a member of Whoville.
Please. He does not like our singing and dancing, our Christmas decorations, bells, our Who pudding, or rare Who roast beast. He may have been one of us at one time, but he chose a life of isolation and crime for which we cannot be blamed. Because, well, look at us. With our fair hair and blue eyes, we're perfect. The Grinch has committed multiple crimes, including burglary, identity theft, breaking and entering, trespassing, assault, animal cruelty, poor little Max, illegal dumping, destruction of public property, reckless driving. This is one bad dude. These crimes have been attempted and fulfilled. Grinch's lawyer, I'll call him Tricky Dick, will attempt to confuse you, as all defense lawyers do, and will certainly annoy you with his, oh, what about this and that, in his whiny, irritating tone. But do not be fooled by this scoundrel who has... paid very well by the Grinch. Greenface, the Grinch, has committed so many crimes it's hard to count on our small, chubby fingers. So I've had the mayor of Whoville send each of you a MacBook Pro to help take notes. You can keep it at the end of the trial. Okay. Anyway, the evidence will show the Grinch is a heinous monster. A heinous monster who must be jailed for his multiple crimes. And, as I have successfully prosecuted the Grinch's evil, green-faced cousin, the Wicked Witch of the East, I actually had her melted, we will be successful against the Grinch as well. Thank you, members of the jury.
Thank you, Patrick Dolan. All right, defense attorney, what's your opening statement?
Typical prosecutor, a little bit arrogant, glib, and misrepresenting both the facts and the law. Because we don't really have a real judge in this case... The jury has never heard that the indictment is merely a piece of paper. It's an accusation. It doesn't even raise a suspicion of guilt. And you will find today, ladies and gentlemen, that Mr. Dolan and his team, I emphasize team, because they spent months, years investigating the Grinch, not finding anything. And you will see that the Grinch, from a very early age, was separated from the community of Whoville, ostracized, made fun of, because he was different, because he was green, because he chose to be independent. They terrorized him up on that mountain with their loud, rambunctious noise at all hours and their misguided sense of Christmas, which we relied heavily on materialism. You will find that the Grinch never had any intent to deprive anybody of any of those material possessions. He, in fact, was attempting to teach them a lesson about the true spirit of Christmas. And at the end of the case, you will see that Mr. Dolan and his team has failed to prove the Grinch guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay. Thank you very much, attorney. Let's get to the evidence here. And we'll go to your first count, Prosecutor Dolan. You mentioned animal cruelty. Let's go to clip number two here.
If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he took his dog, Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head.
Tied a big horn on the top of his head. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are is that, first of all, let's just picture Max for a moment. Max is a small dog, probably a Chihuahua mix of some sort. He may or may not look like a rodent, but he is a dog. A dog who deserves our love and our protection. For this cruel, cruel Grinch to put these heavy reindeer antlers on his head and then tie them tightly with a rope, just a rope around his head, and to crack the whip on Max's booty a few times to get him going.
Let's hear that on clip number three, please.
Okay, please. Thank you.
entered into evidence?
Yes.
Okay. Any thoughts, defense attorney?
Oh, what you didn't hear from the prosecution was that Max loved participating in driving, being the driver of the sleigh. He actually trained extensively on that mountain, even in the summer. He enjoyed pulling heavy objects. And you heard no evidence from Max, either circumstantially or directly, that he had any issue or problem with being put in that position.
Okay.
May I respond, Your Honor?
Please.
Okay.
Briefly.
So, you know, the Grinch forced Max to pull this overstuffed sleigh with all of our prized two possessions, these huge bags up Mount Crumpet. That's 10,000 feet, okay, which caused Max to suffocate under snow, to be pulled by the throat behind a sleigh. That is not Max's choice. That is animal cruelty.
Funny, no veterinarian records to show that he suffered a single injury, not a scratch, Your Honor. That count should be dismissed.
Okay.
If you look at the evidence, Your Honor, it was clearly mental anguish that he was suffering. He looked terrified.
I'll let the jurors make that decision.
He looked terrified.
The statute requires more than mental anguish. It requires a physical injury, Your Honor.
Well, his neck was stretched pretty bad, and I think the evidence will show that his head was almost snapped off his body.
Let's get to the next count here. And this has to do with the allegations that the Grinch was breaking many vehicular rules on the roadways. If we can get to clip four, Bailiff Byhun, please. What our jurors cannot see because they are listening to this program, but you can hear with the rocket sound noises, that vehicle was certainly going fast. Prosecuting attorney, what do you think?
Well, down Mount Crumpet, we have a whole bunch of different cameras where we can detect, Your Honor.
It's like not, the tollway not, system of Illinois?
It's not funny.
Okay, fine.
We have cameras on the mountain that show speeders, how fast they were going, the reckless nature of the vehicle. This was an out-of-control vehicle, as we will show the jury by using these clips. And I think all they have to do is just do is see the video evidence and understand he was going way too fast. By the way, dragging Max behind him.
Defense attorney.
We have what we call a classic discovery violation where he claims there's these tapes. They weren't turned over in discovery. We weren't given access to them pretrial. Mm-hmm. For that reason alone, Your Honor, that count should be dismissed.
I believe my co-counsel, David Hochberg, did turn those over during
That's a credible source, Hochberg, right? Wow.
He has signed an affidavit.
You just lost a jury, Patrick.
Okay. All right. Let's go to where we get to more serious allegations.
Oh, I thought those were serious.
Fair point. Let's get to clip number five.
All their windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one.
The old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed the roof, empty bags in his fist.
All right. Prosecuting attorney?
Yeah, this is not only illegal for him to, you know, come down a chimney without permission. It's full-on creepy, okay? So he went, at one point he was actually stuck in the chimney, but he kept going. He was so intent upon getting into that house that he kept going. And when he fell to the bottom of that chimney and crawled his green, greasy whatever out of that chimney, he was intent upon stealing their stuff.
And let's get clip number six as well.
Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it then, so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a minute or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue where the little Who stockings hung all in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Defense attorney?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I feel like I'm in the Northern District of Illinois with a classic selective prosecution. Interesting how, on the one hand, Santa, according to you, is authorized to enter any chimney without anyone telling him to do so, and therefore the same rule should apply to the Grinch. You claim
point.
In your opening statement and in your smug manner that Whoville is an open community, that they're giving and their arms are open. Of course, they would not object to anyone coming down their chimney because they're such good people, according to you. So you can't have it both ways, sir.
First of all, they're not open to thievery, Mr. Defense Counsel, number one. Number two, Santa has implicit consent from the members of Whoville to enter their homes to do good, not bad.
Let's get to clip number seven.
He took every present. Popguns, pampoolas, pantoufles, and drums, checkerboards, bisselbinks, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
Journey?
Well, first of all, I'm not sure what any of those items are, but in Whoville, they are our prized possessions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he filled his bag and he left. I don't think anything else needs to be said.
Defense attorney?
It's a clear statutory argument. It requires an intent, proof of an intent to permanently deprive the resident of the item. There was no intent to permanently deprive.
Are you suggesting he was borrowing these items?
Well, thank you.
It remains to be seen. Remember, it's proof beyond a reasonable doubt. We have no burden. We don't have to prove our innocence. They prove no intent to permanently deprive.
I'm not sure what else he was doing with those items, Counselor. He was clearly taking them for his own use and possession.
The fact
poor
that
Max
he says
is going to have to drag him back up Mount Crumpet to his old creepy crate.
The fact that he says he doesn't know what they're doing establishes there's reasonable doubt here, Judge.
No, he knows exactly what he's doing.
312-981-7200. We are getting some comments on the line. I think Max's yelp was excitement to pull the sleigh. Perhaps a point on your side,
that's
defense
a juror,
attorney.
That's a strong juror for the defense, who's really very... That's a smart person.
He doesn't know Max the way I do.
847 also
terrified.
Said speed wasn't excessive. I didn't see any speed limit signs on the videotapes.
We got a wonderful jury. Very smart people.
Again, not paying attention.
Creepy Santa goes down all chimneys, not just in Whoville. Grinch was doing the same.
Wow. See, selective prosecution. This is an amazingly educated, attentive, reasonable jury.
They need to pay attention.
312-981-7200. We still have the crimes of identity theft, domestic terrorism, illegal dumping, and destruction of personal property. We'll do that on the great trial of the Grinch after the news. Well, maybe not the great. We're having fun, though. I hope you are, too. After the news on WGN.
Fa-hoo-fa-ray-sta-hoo-dore-s, welcome Christmas, bring your light. Fa-hoo-fa-ray-sta-hoo-dore-s, welcome in the cold dark night.
720 WGN, part two of our Trial of the Grinch here on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Our prosecuting attorney today, Patrick Dolan, who's an employment lawyer playing the role of a prosecutor today. Doing very well, Mr. Dolan. Well,
thank you, Your Honor.
And we have our defense attorney, played by a real federal defense attorney, Mr. Mike Leonard of The Grinch. Sir, you're doing very well as well.
Are you saying Patrick's fake?
No. He's been promoted. He's been promoted today. We do have a couple jury questions, which I know are not normal parts of trials.
They can be. Not usually in criminal cases, but civil cases, they'll allow questions.
As long as you're for the prosecutor, it's fine.
Grinch was clearly just stealing those gifts from the good people's homes. No reason for him to be there. Other than that, those are some of the early things we have going on.
I agree.
847 wants to know, were there any eyewitnesses to the alleged crimes? Was a search warrant issued and presented to the alleged thief?
Of course not.
Well, can I respond, Your Honor, first?
Please.
He just jumps in.
Mm-hmm.
We do have our brave little Cindy Lou Who has identified the Grinch. But she needs to testify behind a green screen, though. To protect her identity.
Protect her identity. Sorry.
Well, we're very concerned about what's going to happen to her because the Grinch is so mean.
Classic prosecutorial misconduct, in my view, Judge. They're trying to have my client be denied his Sixth Amendment rights to effectively confront and cross-examine the witness. The confrontation clause of the Sixth Amendment is very important. We want to be able to assess the demeanor of Cindy Lou Who, look her in the eyes when we're asking her these questions, have the jury be able to take the full measure of Cindy Lou who, I might mention, has some criminal history of her own.
Okay, watch it.
I will strike that, and that
please,
will not be allowed
you.
Into this.
First of all, let me
she
point
took
out.
A piece of
no,
candy.
Excuse me. Not
excuse me.
It's my,
it's my
Your
minor.
Honor. Turn off your mic.
Thank you. Your Honor, let me clarify something. We're in Whoville. There is no Sixth Amendment in Whoville. So that is not a good argument.
Yes, but Mr. Dolan, everyone in Whoville knows who Cindy Lou Who is. He does have a right to confront that witness. And
well, let me lay out, Your Honor, if I could just lay out what she's going to testify to. So just so everyone understands in the jury. So our brave little Cindy Lou Who, okay, she heard something in the living room. Okay, she bravely got out of bed, somehow made her way to the living room, despite apparently she has no feet, and she's wearing a very tight nightgown. And she did identify later in a lineup that the Grinch was the one in her home, improperly and illegally.
Let's go to clip number 8, please.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick.
Hi, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here.
Your Honor,
mm-hmm.
During that presentation, it was made clear that he lied and he was a fake Santa Claus. He clearly was there without good intention and without the consent of Cindy Lou Who or her terrified family. All of those children in that bed, I think there must have been 8 of them, was a huge bed. And they were all terrified. If you recall, Your Honor, they all had their candy canes taken from them, out from under their little teeny fingers as they were lying in bed by the creepy, creepy Santa Claus in that bedroom.
Defense attorney?
This raises a multitude of issues. We don't have time to address them all, but chiefly, Judge, we moved prior to trial to suppress the witness identification of the Grinch. Mr. Dolan, what he did was he had a detective show Cindy Lou an array of photos.
It's Cindy Lou Who, please?
Yes, please, yeah. The full name.
You know who I'm talking about. He showed the detective like showed
would
her.
Would you stop, Mr. Dolan?
I'm sorry.
Please, Mr. Dolan.
The detective showed her a photo array of 8 people, of 8 creatures. 7 of them were purple. 1 was green. There was no coincidence to that. It was a very suggestive lineup.
And I'm going to overrule that.
It should be suppressed.
I'm going to overrule that. It was clearly dark inside the room. Color didn't take any role in the identification. She was simply identified based on form and voice as well, which she recognized clearly.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Let's move on here. So we have identity theft. We'll add to the list of charges you do there. Let's go to count number 9, domestic terrorism, and let's go ahead and play clip 9, please.
Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
Multiple homes.
This is absolutely terrifying, and I feel so badly for the people of Whoville, and the jurors know they're their neighbors. Not only was Cindy Lou Who's house broken into, the Grinch went house to house. That's evidenced by that bag, that enormous bag that poor Max, let's not forget Max, had to drag up Mount Crumpet up to the Grinch's cave. So, you know, the whole village was terrorized by this man.
Yeah, Mr. Leonard, isn't that evidence of trying to terrorize a village? Even homes that weren't robbed, you're sending a message that they could be one day.
Absolutely not. This is what we call circumstantial evidence. The size of the bag does not dictate the guilt or innocence of my client, first of all. Secondly, as we discussed earlier, he had authorization to enter every one of those houses. Nobody was terrorized. They were asleep and was part, again, of his master plan to teach an appropriately spiritual and Christmas-based lesson to Whoville.
One of our jurors, sorry, Mr. Dolan, says maybe the Grinch wanted to bring the presents to one central location so Whoville could celebrate opening gifts as a community and sharing that excitement together.
First of all, that juror is a genius, and I agree with that.
Secondly,
I adopt that argument, Judge.
To the defense counsel.
We don't know that.
No, I'm certain of it. Based
my
on
sister
that.
Has not sent more than one text in today.
That was your wife.
Yeah. Okay. Just because we have the same last name doesn't mean she sent the text.
Right. One other point to counter that, though, from another juror, 630, John, I'm enjoying this trial, which is always good to hear from a juror. Just because the Grinch found Jesus at the end of the show doesn't make him innocent, just able to be rehabilitated, I think, so far. Though I would give the hand to the prosecutors.
Precisely. That juror goes to the remedy, what it is we're supposed to do with this criminal, not... It does not excuse his criminal behavior.
Defense attorney.
Judge, that juror should be excused. You instructed these jurors to listen to all the evidence.
Which they're
and
doing.
Not talk amongst themselves, not reach any conclusions until they've heard all of the evidence, including my very persuasive closing argument.
Mike Leonard has said that this juror should be struck from the record. The juror does say he's guilty. That is taking it one step too far. We will strike this juror, and we will bring in one of the alternates.
And can you get someone on the street to turn the radio dial to off?
Yes. By the way,
whoever you are.
This juror also wants to be part of a jury next year to do the Kevin McAllister family for reckless child endangerment.
We should do that. Yeah, we should mix it up a little bit. Yeah,
let's focus on this one now, please.
All right. Okay. So we've got domestic terrorism. Some other clips and charges here include illegal dumping. Let's go to clip 10, please.
10,000 feet up. Up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip top to dump.
Illegal dumping? Defense attorney?
Well, first of all, I don't think counsel understands what illegal dumping means. It doesn't mean what he thinks it means. Illegal dumping means a creature using their excrement.
No, dumping is... Don't bring that into this conversation.
That's what it means.
No,
The higher courts of Whoville have consistently interpreted statute to mean exactly that.
I'm going
to
strike that from the
Thank
record.
Thank you, that's absolutely disgusting.
And I'm instructing the jury to ignore the statements of Mr. Leonard. Anything to do with that vile thing
totally
you mentioned.
Try to put your finger on justice, Judge. Let the scales fall where they may.
And then I would like to play that you've entered into evidence clip number 11 in terms of destruction of the personal property. Some of it obviously was returned later, but let's not forget this in clip 11. What we're seeing in this moment is some of these presents falling down the hill that were never to be returned, correct, Mr. Dolan?
Yeah, what was the charge? I'm sorry.
Destruction of personal property.
Oh, yes. Very obviously, you know, he just willingly tossing these presents. These who possessions that no one can remember the name of or know what they are. He's just tossing them around, you know, to break and disrupt the poor people of Whoville's gifts for one another.
Well, how low Mr. Dolan will go. He knows under the statute they have to show in the intent to do something to those objects. As you see from the clear videotape, he's not tossing any of those. They're falling off the sleigh. You might have a claim for negligence or recklessness, which you haven't charged him with here, counsel.
Well, I'm going to now.
It's too late for that.
But also, Judge, this was also the subject of a pretrial motion because there's no chain of custody here between a package and then when they're put in the evidence room.
I believe that was denied.
For that reason, this charge should be dismissed.
Yeah, that was denied by the judge.
We need to take one more break. And then we'll have closing arguments, and then the jurors will weigh in. 312-981-7200, guilty or not guilty. Start getting those phone lines ready. After this on Let's Get Legal, Trial of the Grinch. This is Let's Get Legal. We are powered by the Illinois State Bar Association, and this is the Trial of the Grinch. We're almost done with this trial. There's almost time for everyone to call in or text in, guilt or not guilty. One quick question or note from a juror, 708. Thank you for this relief from holiday stress, point one. Point two, I take my role as a juror very seriously. If found guilty, all Grinch decorations, and I have a lot of them, will be taken down and put in the closet for 24 hours into jail. In addition, the outdoor Grinch decorations will not light up or blow up tonight. A juror taking this seriously. Very true, right?
As they should.
Yes, they should.
As they should.
Right. All right, for sure.
Serious crimes.
All right, we'll get to a couple more texts in a minute. We've heard from the prosecutor's side. The prosecutor has rested, right, Mr. Dolan?
I have. Thank you, Your Honor.
Defense, case is yours.
As we discussed in opening statements, it was the government's burden, the prosecution's burden, to prove the Grinch guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. They have failed to establish that, Judge. All they've offered is the testimony of Cindy Lou who really established nothing other than she had a conversation with this gentleman. He politely worried that she was up in the middle of the night, might be in a bad state, mm-hmm. did what he could, even if it was misleading, to get her back to bed, and he was worried at all times about her safety. The final piece, which we haven't talked about at all, of course, the prosecutor avoids, the Grinch, the so-called Grinch, brings everything back. Now, the funny thing is the government would have you believe that's evidence of guilt. It's evidence that he's not guilty. His intent from the beginning was to gather those items, take them to the hill, and then to teach an appropriate lesson to Whoville, which exactly what he did.
Let's hear that evidence.
He rode into Whoville, he brought back their toys, he brought back their floof to the Who girls and boys. He brought back their snoof and their tringlers and fuzzles, brought back their pantookas, their dafflers and wuzzles. He brought everything back, all the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
And I will note that Max is there at the table carving it with him.
Well, defense rests.
Defense rests. Final arguments. 1 minute for closing statements. We'll start with Mr. Dolan representing Whoville.
Your Honor, I would like to sing my closing statement. Okay. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous supernose. You're a crooked little jerky-jerky, you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots, your heart is full of unwashed socks, and your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. Mr. Grinch is guilty of multiple crimes. I rest, Your Honor.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
It's so telling.
Jim Cornelison did a very good job last night, too, at the United Center. I might add. Go ahead. 1 minute, sir.
When the prosecution has to resort to singing tricks, and need I say pretty bad singing tricks, all that just shows you the weakness of their case. They failed to prove the Grinch's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. He is not guilty.
Stunk.
All right, gentlemen, okay. Please stop. 312-981-7200. The proof, a question from the juror immediately, 847. What is the burden of proof? Beyond a reasonable doubt? Yes, that is the burden of proof. This is a criminal trial.
Clearly failed to meet that today, Judge.
Now, in this day and age of radio. Go ahead.
Well, I clearly did. You know, here's the thing. If the Grinch brings back the stuff, then maybe he gets a reduced sentence because he's come to return. But he had a plan the whole time. He intended the entire time to go to these homes, break in, terrorize little Cindy Lou Who and her little friends, and take this property. The fact that he returned it only served to show that in the end he felt a little bit bad, and so he returned the stuff to our fair Whoville.
312-981-7200. Call in right now. Guilty or not guilty, you don't have to explain why. Just let us know. I think I'm trying to... reading these texts, and I shouldn't because they're hilarious. I'm going to try it. Now, in a normal trial, it must be a unanimous verdict.
Correct.
That is not how we are doing it
today. Okay, good.
We are not.
No, that's not how it works in Whoville, Mike.
There's nothing unanimous on in our listeners.
No one has any rights in Whoville. So this, if we get...
My friend the mayor will tell you what your rights are.
The 219 says, I think you have to disqualify these lawyers due to their intoxication.
It's only 2 o'clock.
Ashley, if you don't mind making a guilty or not guilty kind of tick mark, if you see them on the text line, I don't have any paper, or run a piece of paper in here, Tormy. 312-981-7200. I'll just start reading some comments as they come in. Ashley, why don't you get any phone calls that come in? The phone lines are open for you. So many texts. Let's get just thinking about it. 708, the prosecutor has overstepped. The burden has not been met. 847, the state
Genius.
Has a weak case. How did this even get to trial?
Genius.
630, guilty, shouldn't steal, shouldn't pretend
there
to be Santa.
That juror should be excluded.
2630, not guilty.
No. Beautiful.
414, the Grinch is guilty. 847, what a circus trial. The Grinch is not guilty.
Genius.
219, the society is the one guilty of being materialistic, not the Grinch.
Wow. Couldn't said it better.
847, Grinch is guilty. He purposely stole Whoville gifts. He terrorized and punished a community.
Exclude that juror.
Thanks, wife.
And let's go to the phone lines, too. Jeff, guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Not guilty. That's
Jeff, I love you. I love you. Where do I send that bottle of bourbon, Jeff?
312-981-7200. This is really split down the middle so far.
That just shows you it's classic reasonable doubt case, which means he's not guilty.
How it works in Whoville.
Prosecutors overstepping. Another one of those.
Wow.
The Grinch is guilty. Guilty. Absolutely guilty. If he changes his mind, great. That does not make him not guilty.
That's the smartest thing anyone's ever
the evidence
said. Ever
clearly.
Said ever.
Gentlemen, please control your reactions, okay? A lot more texts coming in, including one. Which is probably the best one of the day, that thank you for an entertaining hour of radio. Thank God. someone on the 847, breaking and entering, robbery, child endangerment. Mm-hmm. He might get that credit at the end, but he's still guilty
there
of those crimes.
Reasonable doubt.
My son Noah,
reasonable
thank you.
Doubt.
708, not guilty, not even close.
Genius.
Prosecution failed horribly to present a decent case.
Horribly. Couldn't have said it better.
Let's go to Val, and guess what? It is tied until this vote, and Val will decide the case of the Grinch. Val, guilty?
Yes.
Or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Yeah! Oh, the Grinch shall be released immediately, and Val has decided and broken our tie.
Val, wonderful work. I'm glad you stuck with the evidence, held the government to
Val's
the burden.
Name
You're
is
obviously
Leonard. Val's
very,
name
very
is
smart
Val
person.
Leonard.
Thank
Hold
you.
Hold on, Val. Okay. Now, since you were the deciding vote, I would like to hear, that often happens after trials, you guys get to talk to the juries, right? Val, what swayed the opinion for you?
Well, that he gave it all back. It showed that he was remorseful, and I do believe there should be a 6-month probation and possibly 40 hours of community service.
Well, I know he's been found guilty. Yeah, that would be if he was guilty. But Val, I do agree with you, and I'd like for us all to come together here and decide that.
Okay.
I think that the Grinch, you know, may have done some things wrong, but the jurors have found him not guilty, including Val. Maybe there could be a compromise here, and would the Grinch be willing to tell this story of his transformation of attitudes to other villages and other towns in the future, sir?
Absolutely. As a firmly not guilty defendant who is wrongfully accused, he can go on the circuit and talk about how he's wrongfully accused, went through this two-year ordeal, we'll talk about this.
John, we'll have a lot to say. I think the judge meant that entirely differently in the spirit of Christmas, which the Grinch has.
Why don't
no
we,
okay,
guys, why don't we join no, together?
The trial of
sing, let's just sing
Christmas.
One line together.
We should.
Havudore, Havudore, welcome Christmas Day.
Well, you guys harmonized. That was incredible. Mike Leonard from Leonard Trial Lawyers, where can people reach you? Yeah, I mean, hey, look, I mean, this was probably your best advertisement on the show ever.
Probably. This really might just bolster my career. I'm looking for the right term. Might just be like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm
remember Leonard before the Grinch trial and then after? It's kind of like the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah, very much so.
312-380-6559. Merry Christmas.
Read his phone number, Patrick. Go ahead.
312-380-6559.
I have not been drinking. Patrick Dolan, you're an employment lawyer, not a prosecutor.
Yeah.
It shows
apparently. Yeah.
How could people reach you for all things employment law?
312-332-7800. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you guys. As the kids say, you understood the assignment. This was a lot of fun.